a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The masters hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive. I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain, and I'll be back again, and again, and again, and again, and again.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you no matter what you're doing. And no matter where you're at, today's message is God may have blessed you, but now he's going to destroy you. God may have blessed you, but now he is going to destroy you. And it's coming out of Jude chapter 1, verse 3 and 7. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once all entrusted to God's holy people. For certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into the license of immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. Though you already know this, I want to remind you that the Lord at one time delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe, and the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling. And these he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day. And in a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. You need to understand today that God may have blessed you, but now he's going to destroy you. God may have blessed you at one time, but now he is going to destroy you. Please understand what I'm trying to say here. Here we have Jude, and he was warning. He's saying, look, you might have experienced and you might have partaken in the salvation of Jesus Christ. You might have experienced His deliverance at one time, and you might have been delivered. But He said the same folks that was once delivered are the same folks that are going to be destroyed. You didn't hear what I'm trying to say. You might have partake and experience the salvation and the deliverance and the freedoms, but now you're going to be destroyed because why? You no longer believe. You understand that God may have blessed you at one time, but now He's going to destroy you. And here Jude is warning, and he says, look, dear friends, although I'm very eager to write to you about the salvation we share. He's saying, I know you've all shared in the salvation, but I am compelled to write and to urge you to contend for your faith. To contend for your faith. What does that mean? It means you got to continue to fight to believe in Jesus Christ. That there's a lot of opposing forces out there trying to stop you from having faith in Jesus Christ. And one of those opposing forces, and I'm afraid to say it, is the church. And another opposing force is obviously is the government and the media. And there's so many opposing forces out there that might not want you to believe. He says, I know that you've experienced salvation, and I know that we share, but I want to write and urge you, brother, just because you have experienced the salvation and the deliverance of Jesus doesn't mean that you will not be destroyed. And how? For stop believing. For certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago had secretly slipped in among you. The same folks that knew about salvation were the same folks that knew about the deliverance. And he goes on and he says, and he gave us three things to remember. He just didn't say to contend for your faith, but he warned you. He said, hey, the same folks, the same people God may have blessed, but now He's going to destroy you because they no longer believe. He just didn't say, I was going to bless you. No. He said, contend for your faith. What does that mean? Well, you ever been to an art gallery and you go there and you see those security guards there, they're contending, they're protecting, and they're fighting against something that's very valuable. They're there, or a boxer might contend and he might fight for his belt. You must fight for Jesus Christ, is what Jude was saying here. You must fight. If you don't fight to believe in Jesus, then obviously you're going to be destroyed. And this is, Jude gave three examples. He says, though you already know this, he's saying, look, I already know you know this. You're not dumb, you're not stupid, but I want to remind you what the Lord said. He said, at one time, He delivered His people out of Egypt. Jude was saying, one time He delivered His people, but later destroyed the same people that delivered. Is that something? That God destroyed the same people that He once delivered. Jesus Christ destroyed the same folks that He once delivered. Can I get an amen? Jesus Christ once destroyed the same people that He once delivered. And He was saying, look, He said, why? Because they did not believe. They no longer believed. They no longer continued to believe. What about you today? I want to know, are you contending for your faith? Are you fighting to still believe in Jesus Christ in an evil world? Are you fighting that God may have blessed you, but now He's going to destroy you because you no longer believe? You believe more in the church. You believe more in the New World Order beast. You believe more in your money. You believe more in society. You believe more in everything else except Jesus Christ. This word contend comes from this athletic world, a wrestling mat. That means you must wrestle every day. You must fight every day. You must believe every day. It's a wrestling match of believing, of having faith, not giving up and not quitting and saying, I'm going to believe in Jesus no matter how hard it gets. I'm fighting to the end, to the very end. Are you wanting to fight? This is a wrestling match. It's a strengthening form of the world, meaning to agonize, to contend. Speaks of hard and diligent work. I'm telling you, it's hard and it's diligent work to believe in Jesus Christ, and it's not easy. And it's easy to not believe. And Jude was telling you the same God. That delivered Israel was the same God that destroyed Israel. God may have blessed you, but now He was going to destroy you. God rose you up. God made you strong. Now He's going to make you weak. God's now going to put you down. He's the same God. He can do it all. He made a strong nation, and He can make it into a weak nation. And why does He do that? Because they stop believing. They no longer contend for their faith. And so Jude didn't stop there, did he? He said, not only. He says, I want to remind you that the Lord delivered the people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe. Then he goes on even deeper. He says, and the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their own home, those He kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment of the great day. Those angels, they were once blessed. They were once had salvation. They once knew the power of God. They loved Jesus Christ. They decided to follow Satan. The Israelites who once knew salvation and deliverance, and they were delivered out of the hand of Egypt, were the same ones that cursed God and of disbelief. God may have blessed you, but now He's going to destroy you. And why is He going to destroy you? Because of your lack of belief. You no longer believe. You've played into the New World Order beast. You no longer believe. You don't stand up for Jesus Christ anymore. And can I get an amen? You no longer stand up for Jesus Christ. You went and you followed the beast. You followed 666. You followed the beast. You no longer stand up for Jesus Christ. You no longer believe. You no longer believe in salvation. And even though you might have believed in deliverance and salvation, you no longer believe now. So God says, He may have blessed you, but now He's going to destroy you because you've walked away. Oh, come on, somebody, even the angels in heaven, they once knew God. They believed. They were clothed in splendor and glory. They had all the authority, but they abandoned their positions of authority. They no longer believed. They chose not to believe, and they, what does the Bible say? They were kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains. God may have blessed you, but now He's going to destroy you because you trust more in your wealth, you trust more in your position, you trust more in everything around you, but you don't trust in Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you, we must continue to fight. There's a struggle. There's a continual struggle. We contend earnestly for the faith because it's a valuable thing. Why should you fight to believe? Because it's valuable to believe in Jesus Christ. It's a valuable object. If you walk into an art gallery and there's no guards or no sort of security system, you must draw one conclusion that there's nothing very valuable in the art gallery. You see, all these valuables are protected. And worthless things are not protected. So therefore, Jesus Christ is a valuable object in the United States of America, and it needs to be protected. It needs to be protected. We must protect Jesus Christ. All in America today. Yeah, Christians are called out of the world from the evil spirits and temper of it. They're called above the world to a higher and better things, to heaven, things unseen and eternal. They're called from sin to Christ, from vanity to seriousness, from uncleanliness to holiness, and this according to the divine purpose and grace. If sanctified and glorified, all the honor and glory must be ascribed to God and to Him alone. And as it is God who begins the work of grace in the souls of men, so it is He who carries it on and perfects it. And let us not trust ourselves, nor in our stock of grace already received, but in Him and Him alone. And the mercy of God is the spring and the fountain of all good we have and hope for. And this mercy, not only to the miserable, but to the guilty. Next to the mercy is peace, which we have from the sense of having obtained mercy. From the peace springs love, and Christ's love in us, our love to Him, and our brotherly love to one another. The apostle prays not that Christians may not be content with a little, but that our souls and the society may be full of these things, yes, of love. You know, God may have blessed you, but now He's going to destroy you. And why is He going to destroy you? Because you no longer contend for your faith. You no longer believe. You followed the ways of the world. He's going to destroy you because you became a globalist. He's going to destroy you because now you no longer believe in the sovereignty of Jesus Christ, but now you're going after the world. You see, you're God, He once blessed you, He once delivered you, He once gave you salvation like the Israelites, but you're the same kind of person that now He has to destroy because you become worldly, you see. You become very worldly, and so you no longer believe. You believe more in what the media tells you. You believe more in what everybody else tells you except what Jesus Christ tells you. So, He said, look, God may have blessed you, but now He's going to destroy you. The Bible says in Jude, chapter 1, verse 3 through 7, He says, they are godless men who change the grace of our God to the license of immorality. He goes on, and though you already know all this, I want to remind you that the Lord delivered His people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who do not believe. So you need to understand that all these people of Israel, who were the chosen people of God, a special people above all others, and had peculiar privileges, these the Lord brought up out of the land of Egypt with a high hand and a mighty arm, and saved them out of the bondage and delivered out of their oppression and affliction. But later, their carcasses fell in the wilderness by one judgment or another upon them. So all that came out of Egypt, all of them that came out of Egypt, their bodies and their carcasses fell in the wilderness, but only two entered into the land of Canaan. So what this shows is this evil nature of unbelief, and that God will not suffer sin or go unobserved in any way. No outward privilege or profession will screen any from divine vengeance. You see, God sometimes makes severe examples of mere nominal professors, nor must false teachers or deniers of Christ and perverters of the gospel. You need to understand that today, that the same people that God delivered and had salvation upon were the same folks that died, their bodies died in the carcasses of the wilderness. They were destroyed. And why were they destroyed? Well, because of their lack of belief, their unbelief. And so, God is telling you that you must contend and you must fight to what? To believe. Belief in Jesus is something valuable and it's worth fighting for, folks. Believing in Jesus Christ is very valuable and it's worth fighting for. So if you go to church and they take Jesus out of the church, well, you need to get out of that church. Because they're no longer fighting for the belief in Jesus. They're fighting for the belief in the church and the programs and social. And that is wrong. You need to contend for your faith. You need to fight. Because why? Jesus is valuable. You need to fight to believe in Jesus Christ. Why? There's so many forces out there trying to tell you not to believe in Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. But Jude just didn't talk about the Israelites. He went on and he said, hey, look, what about the angels that once believed in Jesus Christ, once believed in God, that now fell away? And they followed Satan. Why? They left their position of authority and they went and followed the world and Satan, and these were the angels of Satan mentioned by the Savior in Matthew 25:41. These were the angels of the devil, had indeed rebelled and clear from the fact that they are belonging to the devil. And this is exactly what happened. So God may have blessed you, but now He's going to destroy you. And I'm here to tell you that America was once a blessed nation, but we no longer keep Jesus Christ. We no longer contend. We no longer fight for truth. We no longer fight for Jesus Christ. And this is what Jude was saying. He's saying, look, you have to fight to believe. Even though evil's all around us, and opposition's all around us, and everything's trying to take over our minds, and all these demonic devils are trying to take the Bible and Jesus, the Ten Commandments, and the cross out of our society, and we have to fight, we have to contend to keep these symbols in America, we have to fight to believe in Jesus Christ, we have to fight to have the cross. Why? Because these are valuable objects. Not only are they so valuable, they need to be valuable to our government institutions. They need to be valuable to the Christian, and it's something that's worth fighting for and to contend and it's a wrestling, and we must wrestle against what? This evil that tries to tell us not to believe. The same people that experienced salvation and deliverance were the same ones that were destroyed because why? They did not believe. Having belief is the fight. Having the belief in Jesus is what we have to guard. It's the belief. It's the fight. It's the fight to believe. You see, the same ones that were delivered out of Egypt were the same ones that were destroyed because they did not believe. And the same angels that had the position of authority was the ones to abandon their own home. Why? Because they did not believe. And it goes on and says in a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. Why? Because they no longer believed. So Jude was talking about you may have been blessed. God may have blessed you. You may have been a preacher on the pulpit for several years. But just because God has blessed you, but now He's going to destroy you because you no longer believe. Now you believe in your programs, you believe in your congregation, you believe in your church, you believe in the people patting you on the back, but you no longer believe in Jesus Christ. That's what Jude was saying. God may have blessed you, but now He's going to destroy you. Why? Because you no longer believe. You no longer believe in Jesus Christ. And He says, look, Judah's saying, look, dear friends, although I am very eager to write you about the salvation we share, He's saying, look, I know you guys think you're religious over here. I know you think you are doing the right thing, but I felt like I want to write and urge you to contend for your faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints. It says at once. Now, I'm not sure and if this was talking about eternal security or not, and that one may lose its salvation, but I will tell you this, if you don't fight to believe, you could end up, you could experience the deliverance, you could experience the salvation, and you still can be destroyed, is what I'm telling you. And if you want to debate me whether you lose your eternal security or not, I'm here to tell you these angels, they once was pretty secure angels, which they fell. All I'm telling you, if you don't fight and contend for this prize, this valuable prize of Jesus Christ, you could be the very one to be destroyed. Because God may have blessed you, you may have experienced salvation and deliverance from God, but now you worship your church, now you worship your paycheck. So you have no choice, but now he's going to destroy you. You have no choice. So you've once experienced the deliverance and the salvation, but now because you no longer believe. See, you trust in your computers and your iPhones and your iPads. You trust in your modern cars and television now and all this stuff that's given to us. That's what you trust in, and you totally forgot to believe, you see. You trust in the next pastor's sermon, and you trust in going to church, and you trust in social, and you look good, but you no longer believe. And so, now, he has blessed you. God may have blessed you, but now he's going to destroy you. Hey, look, this is what Jude is saying here, guys. This is not my words. You see, you have to wrestle to believe in Jesus, don't you, today? You got to wrestle with this, to believe. You got so many oppositions trying to take your mind. When the Bible says to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So you got so many oppositions out there trying to mess with your mind and trying to make you feel like you can't do this, that you need them, and that you got to have this, and that, and this, and this is why Jude was warning, saying, look, hey, the same people that God had salvation upon and delivered were the same folks that he destroyed and left their carcasses to rot. Yeah. The same ones that Jesus had salvation and deliverance was the same ones that left their carcasses to rot. Now, the same ones that the angels, they had all the glory and splendor, but they left their positions to follow Satan. And this is why we have to fight in America to bring Jesus back. And this is why we need Jesus back. Why? Because we have to contend for our faith. We have to fight to believe in Jesus because there's so many oppositions, so many other evil religions trying to take Jesus out. Not only that, we got the church and we got these world churches trying to take Jesus out. And they've crept in and they secretly slipped in and these are godless men. And what do? They think a form of godliness is financial gain, and so therefore they snuff out the life of Jesus. They killed Jesus then, and they're killing him again. The world crucified Jesus on the cross, and now they're killing him again. We really need Jesus back in America. But how do we keep Jesus back in America? Well, we must contend and we must fight. We must wrestle to believe. We must continue to believe in Jesus Christ and not be like those that they may may have experienced the salvation deliverance, but later rejected the power of God, and so they were destroyed. We must continue to believe in Jesus Christ, continue to fight, contend. It's time to get in that match and to wrestle once again. It's time to fight once again. It's time to fight against the devil's schemes once again. I know you said I'm tired and I can't go back into the ring, but come on, you got one more round to fight. Come on, somebody. I know this valuable object, and that's Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, guards, stay awake. It's time to protect this great piece of work, and that's Jesus Christ, this belief, the power to believe. You got to just believe and have that power to believe. No matter everybody's telling you not to believe, I'm here to tell you, you got to believe, and I want you to believe in Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. Don't be like those folks that experienced deliverance from Jesus. Don't be like those folks that experienced salvation from Jesus, just to go on to not believe anymore. Oh, I don't know about you today, but I know that we got to fight and contend to know in our faith to believe in Jesus. And don't be like those that they put their trust in the world. Don't be like those that they were once experienced deliverance and salvation, that they would turn around later and not believe. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, God may have blessed you, but now He's going to destroy you. But you say, I'm good, the church likes me. Or you say, I'm a good person. Or you say, community really looks up to me. No. God may have blessed you, but now He's going to destroy you for your lack of belief. And I'm here to tell you today that we have to contend and continue to fight for Jesus Christ. And what about you today? What are you doing to fight for Jesus Christ? Jude warns us to continue to believe. To continue to fight to believe. And you have to believe. You have to fight to believe in Jesus. Because once the world takes that belief away, then you might as well be a dead carcass. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive. I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a float. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, 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 around. I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can.
Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain, but I will remain, and I'll be back again.